be dancing, man. He be dancing. Tory killed that shit. Staying on the music thing and One Trick Ponies, we got to do it. And I'm so sad that I got to do it, man. Nas dropped a new album.
Magic 2.
Another album with him and Hit Boy. And I'm only 6 songs in. I haven't come across any magic.
It's not magical. It's not feeling magical.
I ain't seen a rabbit get sawed in half or nothing. Like,
yeah, I only listened to 2 songs so far. I didn't hate the 50 verse as much as y'all did.
50 sounds really bad.
He sounds like 03.
Yeah, no, 0350 was the man. He sounds like 33. Like, he sounds old and out of shape.
Like G Unit Radio 77.
Yeah, like he
one of them Who Kid mixtapes.
I told Rod, it sounds like he got shot again. Like, that's how, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you know, hold on. Like, he sounds bad on that jump. You know what I'm saying? But it sparked a conversation in our group chat today, and I wanted to talk about that real quick. So, me and Ra are Nas fans. You aren't the biggest Nas fan, but I know you fuck with Nas.
I fuck with Nas. I love him as a businessman, as a person, and I think Illmatic and It Was Written are 2 of the greatest albums of all time for 2 totally different reasons.
Like, you know, me personally, just when I was young, you know, you influenced by who you were around. On my block, immediately, like across the street from me, was my man Ross and Idris. They were like, Ross was like the biggest Nas fan. Idris fucked with Nas and Tupac. Those was they guys. To the point where I was talking that Biggie shit, and they was like, nigga, no.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Like, Nas is it. And I at first really wasn't on Nas. I just wasn't. You know what I mean? And my man Idris was like, yo, listen, just go home, take my Illmatic tape, and really just get into what Nas is doing, like what he's saying.
Yeah.
You got to think as if you, like, from New York. I'm like, but I'm not from New York.
Rose.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is stupid, you know? And he was like, no, I'm telling you, like, he paints that New York life so well. He's just out of control. And I remember taking the Illmatic tape home and being like, almost like, I'm going to play this shit, but whatever.
There's no way it could be this good is how you're saying it.
And New York State of Mind was just like so just dun, 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 dun. Like, it was just so gritty. It was like just a perfect New York. I don't know why it made me think of just like being on the train, having on like 2 or 3 pairs of jeans and
razor in my cheek.
Yeah, razor in my. It just felt.
Just cracked open a 40.
Yo, it felt New York as shit. And Nas's ability to paint pictures was everything to me. Because I'm a storyteller. I could tell the story of us sitting in this living room and just bring it to life well. And Nas' ability to do that was like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first heard, for me, it was One Love. When he got to that third verse and he was like, sometimes I sit back with a Buddha sack, mind in another world, thinking how can we exist through the facts written in school textbooks, Bibles, etc. Fuck a school lecture. Them lies get me vexed. I get goals for my projects. I take my pen and pad for the weekend, hitting L's while I'm sleeping. A 2-day stay. He may say I need a time alone to relax my dome. No phone, left the 9 at home. You see them streets have me stressed, something terrible. Fuck around, have a nigga up in Bellevue at HDM, hit with numbers from 8 to 10. A future in a maximum state, Pim is grin. So I come back home, nobody's helping, sure they do. I rolling 2 Phillies together in the bridge we call them Uops. He said Nas, niggas call me busting off the roof. So I wear a bulletproof and pack a black Trey Deuce. He inhaled so deep, shut his eyes like he was asleep. Started coughing when I creeped to watch me speak. I set back like the Mac, my army suit was black. We was chilling on these benches while he pumped this loose crack. He was really, really painting out what it was like to talk to a young boy and trying to keep him off the ledge so well that when Belly came out, that's the scene with him and the young boy when he put the chains in it. And I'm just like, Nas is really that nigga, dog. Like, he's really a phenomenal lyricist and picture painter. Illmatic was just, It was like Jay said, it was so ahead, I thought we was all dead. Like, why are you rapping this good and being this young? It Was Written was like that fine line of like a street poet and a nigga who just touched some real good money, and I come from the project, so I'm still tied in with all the Queensbridge niggas, but now I'm moving around. I'm around Prince Rakim, and I'm around Puff, and I'm around all these Foxy Brown, and I'm moving and shaking. And he painted it so well on It Was Written.
So well that some people consider It Was Written to be better than Illmatic.
A lot of people think
People think that. I used to be one of them people. I'm recently converted. I know better now. Illmatic is the second best rap album of all time.
And then after It Was Written, now It Was Written dropped, 2 million records sold. Now it's Benz trucks, champagne all the time. Biggie said it best, you know, ain't no other kings in this rap thing. They siblings. They nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. It's ill when them C's used to be on cruddy shit. They took home Ready to Die. Listen, study shit. Now they on some money shit.
Successful out the blue.
You lightweight, you fragile, Manon Millie. Like, Biggie was talking about Nas, but that's what happened. Nas blew, and now it's just like white linens, Versace, like you the coolest nigga on the planet. To where Nas comes back with I Am. And I remember the first time I heard Nas is like, I'm like, oh, Nas is the best. Nas is about to like lay claim, like I'm the best rapper on earth. Like dead ass. Nas is like Iron Mike, Messiah types. After the death, the last one left. I let my cash invest in stock. I came a long way from blasting text on block. I went from Seiko to Rolex. Own 8 girls from the projects with no chips. The large cake, though, dimes. Give them fellatio. See at day zeros. I let my nine spit for them pesos. But was it all worth? Can't take it with you under this earth. Rich men die and cry, but none of it worked. They still rob your grave. I'd rather be alive than paid. Before my numbers call, history's made. Like, Nas was running, Nas is like.
Yes, he was.
Then I saw Hate Me Now, and I was like, this is some hot Puff shit. Like, what's happening, yo?
Way too many dust blunts.
Way too. Nas had on a red leather outfit with no shirt. Red leather pants with red leather jacket, chains, and no shirt. I'm just like, Nas is dressed like Pootie Tang. That's John. Like, what the fuck is going on, Nas? And that was, it was in that moment I kind of realized, like, Nas is really the best at painting urban life portraits.
Yeah.
Like, you know there are some artists where they create all kinds of abstract art, right? But then there are some artists where they can just simply paint or illustrate inner city black life better than any other painter.
Oh, shit.
That's, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of realized it in that moment where it's like, Nas talking the super duper rich or the super duper fly jiggy shit, I don't know if I like this. Then the next album comes out, Nostradamus. And it was like, what I say on the drum with Clint, like, is that Genuine?
Right.
What the fuck is happening? Now you doing like pop records. And it's like, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I think Nas is talented enough to do them. Because you know what's crazy about all of this shit? You know Nas actually wrote a Grammy-winning pop rap record.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know this. Nas wrote Getting Jiggy With It for Will Smith. So Nas is that good. Nas dead-ass wrote, nah, 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 nah. Like, he wrote Getting Jiggy With It. He's that good, but we don't want to. I don't want to see you get jiggy with it.
You getting jiggy with it?
Oh, no.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no, my brother.
No, I don't want to see that. And while all this is going on, Jay-Z is acting a fool and, you know, popping bottles and Cristal and, you know, Rockefeller and Rockaware and all this shit. And I'm looking at it go on and I'm just like, I don't think he's better than Nas, though. Motherfuckers like, you crazy, Jay the man, Jay the Hova. What you talking about, nigga? You crazy? Throw your diamond up, nigga. Hova. Like, niggas was like, you're out of your mind. And you know, Nostradamus was the spark of that whole beef. You know, you want a ball till you fall. I can help you with that. That was a diss to Bleak, and you know, we don't got to go into that. The Takeover Ether shit happens, and it kind of restructures rap.
Yeah, gave people an honest ear back to Nas again.
Damn, it Nas is as good as we thought he was. He just was doing dumb shit that he didn't need to do. Yeah. It is Nas and Jay. that moment for me etched it in stone where I was just like, Nas is just a better lyrical rapper than Jay-Z. It ain't even close. But since that has happened, what Jay-Z has done and what Nas has done has just been so different. And now I'm really starting to see it like, Jay the best rapper alive. Because he speaks from a place of being the best rapper alive. Yeah. And there's something to be said about that. Like how we just had to talk about Lil Baby. For Drake being Drake and going to do Hotline Bling and going to do work with Rihanna and going to do, you know, God's Plan and all of this shit. When it come time to like rap
them bars,
Drake gonna get on Lemon Pepper Freestyle and he gonna say Patty Mahomes. Like he gonna go left. Make them set sail in Croatia to get the leverage. Groundskeepers cutting the grass, clipping the hedges. I took 2 mil out the cage down in the desert. Matthew Maddox calling the pit balls, double checking. The numbers all good, just pay me, I'm at the Rhino. In real life, my whole fam goons like Rallo. One truck in front of me, one behind me to follow. Like, Drake gonna spaz on these rap Jones.
I had to pause it at that moment. You know, Rallo, my man. I said, hold on. Did he just say the whole fam goons? Like, wait a minute.
Dog.
Start this over.
Dubai embraced me like an Emirati. Facts. All my Rolls Royces got a different body. Facts. The man sorry kitted out with every option. Facts. Let me know if that's a problem. Like, he gonna go there with you. Nas, for what it's worth, he just won't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This new Nas, Nas is rich as shit.
Nas is gonna be a billionaire.
So he's rich as shit. Already. I swear to God to y'all.
Steve Stout said it best. Nas, he said he's an astute businessman. He got in early on everything. Name it. Uber, Amazon, Ring, Lyft. He got in. He's on everything. Apple. He's in.
Nas is literally a filthy rich man. On the new Nas album, the new one, this nigga said.
The brand new one.
This nigga said, I remember sitting on Coogi rap couch drinking Old English till we pass out. Like, what? Like, nigga, what?
Where's the futuristic rich shit?
Like, what are you talking about? And I told y'all today, I'm like, we've gotten to the point now where when Nas rap, it's just Rakim. I remember you afraid of the projects, Duke.
Just, you afraid of projects, dude.
It's just super like all that New York shit I loved 30 years ago. I'm sick of hearing, yo. And it pains me because you soft, dude. It's all of that shit. Over and over and
like
over.
All of his albums are like time capsules for the same 4 year period, though. Like 88 to 92. Like every album is an 88 to 92 time capsule. It's 2023.
Oh, that nigga said, I remember sitting on Cool G rap couch drinking Old E till we black out. I'm just like, yo, what, man?
Yeah, I wouldn't even be referencing Coogi rap in 2023. That nigga DDT superhead for
what?
4 years straight.
Jay-Z on the song said, kicking snow off a frozen Tim, back and forth on his turnpike, done really took a toll on him. Why are you talking about Old English? Get that man. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Jay-Z said, highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave a right nigga's wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, because I'm him. Get him now. What the fuck you waiting on? Like, dog, that shit is annoying as shit, man. As a Nas fan, where it's just like, bro, I get it. Street scriptures and crossroads for the lost souls. I get it. But we got it.
Yeah, we've gotten it several times.
We've gotten it, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Jay-Z in 2008 is not the same as 2016.
Absolutely
it's not the same as 2020. It's not the same as 2023.
Not even close.
Give us something different, yo.
Yeah, not even close.
There is no reason for you at this level of life, this rich, with all you've done, to be referencing Cool G rap in 40s. What the fuck?
You are hot.
Dog.
You like me talking about Gunna a couple weeks ago.
Because you know what's annoying about it? Because I watch the Nas fan. Like, I'm a Nas fan. Yeah. I'm a Nas. And you know, like, not trying to be funny. Who you know more rap than me? Not many people.
Not many.
I'm a rap fan. I'm a Nas fan. I know y'all niggas is lying. Because I'm sick of lying. You know what I feel like as a Nas fan, having to go out and be like, yeah, he better than Jay. Remember when Philly niggas was lying about Meek with Drake?
Yeah.
That's how,
man,
that
I shit
be corny, feeling.
Man. Fuck out of here.
I be talking about the highest elevation of the soul. Like, fuck out of here. Dog. I've just reached a point where I'm sick of this, you soft Duke rap. I'm dead. I'm just over it, yo.
Hey, you soft Duke got me in tears.
I don't want to hear that shit no more, man. I'm sorry, yo. We used to make jokes. Like, we used to call Ra Godson. Because Ra, what's up, God? What's up, son? And it's like, it was funny back in the day because that's how music kind of like went.
It ain't funny no more.
It ain't funny no more. That's you, Ra, now. What's up, Ra? Like, it ain't funny no more.
Oh, God.
You remember at one point in like rap culture, you could walk up to somebody and they'd be like, what's the math? Don't ask me that shit, man. I don't know the math. I don't
Peace, God. What's today's mathematics?
No. Fuck no.
Fuck no.
Fuck no. How many billionaires can come from old crib, nigga? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and Rock Boy, so four technically. Get that nigga. Fuck you talking about 40s and he on the joint rock.
But keep in mind, this is all from one rap. You're just pulling lines all from one J rap.
Dog.
Just from God did.
Because that's the most recent like joint that like kind of like captivated society. But let's look at what Jay did on What's Free. Captivated the whole culture.
Yeah, Jay has these rap moments that stop time.
Stop time. Think about Jay on the Jeezy Jones.
Seen it all.
Think about Jay on the old Jeezy Jones, the Mariano of the Marriott. Hot money talks the whole world about the hear me, Ock. I'm a hustler's hope. I'm not his pipe dream. So when they speak of success, know what they might mean. Attract money. My worst color is light green. My favorite hue is Jay-Z blue. Don't follow me, young, and follow my moves. I'm not a role model. A bad influence got the world drinking gold bottles. Nas, the fuck? The fuck, bro? Remember Chris Tucker? Shoot him. What the fuck?
When Puff was in that tub spilling mo, I was
at my video, Chris in a speedboat. In my lifetime, nigga, go do your research. St. Thomas, my nigga, that was me first. Chrome shoe the GS and came feet first. Man, I said, yo, get this nigga off the fucking mic. Chrome shoe the GS and came feet first. In this game like a baby born to reach birth, excuse me. I got keys if you need work.
I could kingpin you a line, a dime at a time. He was tripping.
So when I see that type of shit, and then I go over here and it's just like, yo, why do you even remember your 40 days? You know what I mean?
Like, you rich as fuck now. Why is that the best times of your life?
Like you.
Why is that the best times of your life, man? The difference between Jay and Nas is this, because I know you're about to make a profound point. Jay makes time stamp rap and Nas makes time capsule rap. Between a time stamp and a time capsule is a time stamp reminds you of, when you hear it, it reminds you of what the fuck you were doing and what was going on at a specific point in history. And he has multiple of those.
Mm-hmm.
Post his rap retirement, whatever you want to call it or whatever. He has multiple of those. Nas shit is all like, you got to find the time capsule, unscrew it, and then it's like, okay, 1988, Queensbridge, again.
Yeah. Nas rap start and it's like 88, Dookie Rope, Dapa Dans. My mom's had the TV cigarette burns on the sofa. And it just be like, yo, man, I don't hear no more of this shit.
Like, make it stop.
Make it stop, please. Like, I'm sick of this shit. A dead ass, dog. Like, King's Disease was cool. It was a cool ass album.
I like
album.
King's Disease a lot.
King's Disease 2 was like, this is cool. King's Disease 3 was like, this is a little bit better than cool. Magic was like, oh, this got some stuff on it. But I'm looking at, I'm like, yo, it's been 5 albums of the same shit, for real, for real.
He's pulling from the same 4-year period.
Yo, it's the same shit.
The golden era,
the
nigga.
Golden era.
88 to 9 Deuce, main source.
M3, white linens, moccasins, terry cloth, private stock, blunt.
I know he got some, Eric Sermon and Parrish Smith references in there.
Like, oh, that shit is like frustrating, yo.
When Parrish Smith had the green Beamer. I know it's in there. I haven't even heard most of these projects. I know it's a Parrish Smith reference in there.
Dog. Jay Stray said, I'm richer than you all, so I don't have to pause. All of y'all can suck my balls through my drawers. Dark Knight villain, you die and be the hero. I live long enough to see yourself become the villain. I went from the favorite to the most hated. But would you rather be underpaid or overrated? Moral victories, that's for minor league coaches. And yeah, I already told you we major, you cockroaches. Show me where your boats is. Your Ferrari Testarossa is. Like, just talking shit. Nas dead ass over there with the, you know, Gucci jacket, Alpo fitted. Motherfucker.
It looked like that, but damn, but my man uptown did it.
Yo, no Starbucks sipping up hurricane because all we had was cane in the rain. Be like, oh my God, man.
Speaking of cane,
here come Big Daddy.
Big Daddy with the juice crew.
Yo, man.
Is that minor league rapping that you used to?
That's a Nas bar for sure. This ain't that minor league rapping that you used to. Like, yo. And I guess it's just me getting older, being, I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's like, I dead ass love early Nas, yo. Like, I love Illmatic. I love It Was Written. My favorite Nas album is probably Godson, to be all the way fair. I love Godson. But it's just gotten to a point where it's like, yo, you and Jay are, y'all are the pillars of the New York golden era. It's not Fat Joe. It's not the Lox. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because all of these dudes who are like heavyweights from the New York era, there are people who are bigger and better than them from their own camps.
Right.
Fat Joe ain't Big Pun. The Lox ain't DMX. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Method Man is up there, but not really. It's you and Nas.
Yeah.
And so I kind of want to see Nas exist in that space. You am I wrong for that?
No, you're not wrong.
Sort of like what we were just saying about Baby. I want to see or hear. It's been 35 years, bro. You should never rap about a 40. Ever the fuck. I can't believe he said that on this new album.
Yeah, the 40s got you pissed off.
Because what the fuck are you talking about? You legit, like, you just said it yourself. Steve Stout sat on that fucking show and said it out of his own mouth. Nas owns part of Uber. He owns part of Lyft. He has money invested in Amazon. He owns part of the Ring. Ring sold to Amazon for $1 billion 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. You're rich as shit. What the fuck do you mean, you and Cool G Rap? Cool G Rap is a abusing fucking maniac. Yeah,
coke sniffing maniac.
What do you mean you and Cool G Rap was drinking 40s till y'all blacked out? Then what? What? Then I got to turn on Jay, who I fought for you. I feel like, you remember Tyra Banks was like, we were rooting for you.
We all were rooting for you.
I got to turn the fuck over here. And this nigga saying shit like, I just got $1 million off a sink without risking $1 million trying to get it out the sink. Like, what?
I just sent $1 million through a hands-free. This big money talk, can you answer me? Before the answer was a 3, I was down in D.C. with a Hoya chick, lawyer chick.
On God, this off. What'd he say? On God, this off. How'd he end it? I just remember him saying, sign I fell. Hell no. Ha 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 ha. Just being a complete ass. But at the end of the day, I'm a billionaire a few times over. I don't lay down with any woman. I lay down with Beyonce.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Me and her together have the highest grossing tour in recent music. We have a tour that grossed $375 million fucking dollars. Yeah. Do you understand this? I have a $28 million boat tail, and I don't drive it. I have $60 million in watches. When Lil Wayne was in tax trouble, I helped him out. When Meek was in fucking legal trouble, I helped him out. When 21 Savage was about to get deported, I got him an immigration lawyer. When them people protested and rioting, got booked, me and Beyonce bailed them all out.
Everybody.
I'm really him.
When,
so I'm going to get
Damson Idris needed a sponsor for his visa, for his dog, work visa, I did it.
Dog, I'm really that nigga. So when I get on this track, I'm not going to tell you about when I drunk 40s with Tone Loc in fucking Pensacola. Like, this is stupid. I'm gonna talk like I'm really him. Why the fuck are you rapping like this? Like, what the fuck?
Oh man, Nas rap for niggas that still wear Super Tims.
Dog. I'm sorry. And I'm a lifelong real Nas fan. I can rap the whole Illmatic front to back. I can rap the whole It Was Written front to back. I'm talking about all his. You heard me on the Clint show. I think Ether's the best diss tracker. I will fight tooth and nail with that. But this, you soft dude rap shit, I can't do it no more, dog. Not every song. Every song can't be that shit, yo. It just can't. Even the way he was like double rapping on this shit. He got a song called Bokeem Woodbine. I fucking hate. Why do you have a song called Bokeem Woodbine?
A song called Bokeem Woodbine is crazy.
No, it's just not a fun time, man. Like,
it's hard work being a Nas fan in 2023.
Dog, the nigga straight said do-rag energy. I'm on a wave, you niggas cap. I'm like, yo, man. Man. This shit frustrating, yo.
Oh my God.
I'm not making up. I will pull it up. Hold on. Show niggas I ain't playing.
I'm on a wave, you niggas cap.
Hold on.
God.
I can't make that up. He said that on a new album. Do rag energy. I'm on a wave. You niggas cap. Punch knives in the fucking throat, man. I swear to God, yo. Like, swear to God, yo. Swear to you, yo.
As y'all can see, I don't have much to offer. I'm just here to just give him a runway to just fucking.
No, man, that shit frustrating, yo. Like, that shit frustrating as shit, man. Jay-Z get on them songs and he really talk like this like, cause my thing is this.
Oh God.
Think about every new level you reach in life.
Yeah.
You document it. You take it in. This is what I'm on. Jay would look almost foolish to mention some shit for, like, you know what I'm saying? It would almost feel unauthentic. And Nas is so rich. And maybe if I didn't know how rich this nigga really was or how much.
Because for a long time, we didn't know how rich he was.
Maybe if I just didn't. Maybe if honestly, I thought Nas might actually still be in the projects or on the stoop.
You would view it different.
Yeah. Like if I thought for a second Nas was really hanging out in front of the Crown Fried Chicken. Saying shit like fuck
with,
out of
with
dude.
Jungle.
Yeah, him and Jungle.
Jungle and Capone from CNN.
Yeah. You soft, my G. You saw. Like, if I knew that was what was going on, maybe. But I know you're really hundreds of millions of dollars in.
Yeah.
You need to act like it, my nigga. This is just dumb.
Yeah, I don't know if he's trying to pull like some reverse psychology trick on his audience or what. I don't know what it is like, that but nigga, he's like overly catering to his core audience. Bruh.
Jay Stray said, "I'd let y'all do the Zaza OG for the OGs." Some of you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been to the.
That's another topic, man.
Then I cut this nigga on, and he said, "Do rag energy." You know, I'm on a wave. You niggas cat. Dog, I'm telling you, yo.
Boo, nigga, boo.
Oh, man. Yo, I got a bad knee, but I'm telling you, I would kick Nas in his fucking chest, man. Like, you got to stop. And you know what's the craziest part? No matter what Nas say, I watch his stands and fans get on the internet. Rob was talking about it today. Niggas is on there praising this shit. And it's just like, no, yo, we got to stop this shit. We can't turn and be like, come on, little baby, give us something different. And then for 35 years, be like, yes, more old English rap. Yes. You've blessed us again.
More army jacket.
I don't know where to find private stock, but I'm going to go on Amazon and try to buy one. Like it can't work like that, yo.
Oh, God.
You get what I'm saying?
I get exactly people are what you're
dead
saying.
Ass trying to kill Lil Baby for not switching it up, but on the flip side are totally okay with Nas giving us this, you know, what's the big prison in New York?
Rikers.
No, not Rikers, the upstate Joan.
Clinton.
Clinton Max. Yeah, like you giving us this Clinton Max rap, and it's just like, bro, we don't need this.
Yeah.
How about tell us what it's like to really, really do all these cool things and really experience all these fly ass things that you experience? Like, but you know what's crazy is? I saw a commercial yesterday, Sprite commercial. Nas is in it. You know what he's doing? Sitting on a stoop in New York. He's tying his Tim. That's how the commercial start. And then he walking down the block. And I'm just like, oh, fuck Nas up. Why, yo? Like, why? They like, Snoop on a beach selling Coronas. Yeah. Why the fuck is he sitting on that stoop tying all right, Tim?
It's 1992, Queensbridge. You're on a stoop in your shorts with your Timberlands. Shot zooms in. You tie
with shorts.
Tim's with the shorts on my
shorts
New York shit.
Tim's is crazy, man. Crazy. Straight up. I was just going through it like, yo, these bars are just not good, man. Like.
Yeah, I'm going to give Magic a honest listen, and I'll come back with a review for the show this Monday. But this breakdown has been fucking hilarious.
Oh, man. It's just so frustrating, yo. Like,
hilarious.
Because my thing is this. Look at the Jordan rules. You know what I'm saying? Look at LeBron this past year where we knew he was going to break the Kareem record.
Yeah.
LeBron wasn't out there trying to jump over shit like he was 2005. He's pulling up for mid-range jumpers. We watched Jordan go from his airness to MJ fadeaway. Mm-hmm. You at one point, you just have to become the cool old nigga. And Jay has mastered it. He's absolutely mastered it.
Yeah, to perfection.
Mastered it. And I'm here to say it, yo. I don't know if I'm ready to say it on the big show, but I'm almost at the point where I'm ready to put Jay in front of Nas.
That's
I never thought I would feel like that, but it's just like, yo, this album really makes me go back over the last five, and it's just like, yo, Nas really is, like, for as good as he is with that one trick, well, yeah. Two tricks, as good as he is with those, that's all Nas can really do.
That's it. That's it, that's
Nas is not going to give you a good club record. He's not going to give you no fly ass fun. Like, it's almost like Nas don't have fun.
Right.
That's how we
live
feel.
A very serious life. Same way, like how you know, Rakim is like one of his mentors and stuff. Like Rakim seemed like he never had a good time in his life. It's that same sort of thing. Like shit is serious,
yeah,
God. Like,
yeah.
That nigga's playing too much. Like that's the problem with you niggas now.
Yeah, Rakim, you know, you got to keep your head on a swivel when you walk around New York because the jungles and they in the park. Like it's all of that shit. And it's like, what? Nas could win the lottery and dead ass get on the podium and be like, how you feel? I'm like, man, I remember we was drinking private stock, you know, on the train and just like, why, yo? Like, I don't know. But I'm a Nas fan. And I think that's the because that's how you know it's real. And you can tell by my energy. This is not play around. I'm not joking.
Like, dead ass.
I'm dead ass, my
dead
dude.
Ass
like,
me.
Dead ass, dude. Like, I'm not playing. I totally feel this way. And I know Nas, Clint, I mean, Ra, Clint, shit, Nas, they gonna all feel away, but I don't know.
Had enough of this shit, B?
No. We drunk 40s at my wedding to be funny. Not because we really enjoy 40s.
Not because they're delicious.
They're not delicious. No, we was being silly. Like... But you know Nas dead ass is like, yo, can somebody get me a brew? Remember Scottie Pippen was like, man, fourth quarter, all we think about is ice cold beer. Like, Nas an ice cold beer, nigga. What I tell y'all in the group chat?
Ice cold beer.
What I say? Nas raps. These the six things Nas rap about. Rakim, I've been had ice, Project Steps. I remember back in the day, you can't survive in the projects, ice cold beer. That's all this nigga rap about. That's it. Tell me a Nas verse that don't sound like that.
I got real fucking tears in my eyes, man.
Listen.
Ice cold beer.
Pick a song at the end of Nas' new album. Go to the track listing right now. Just pick a song past Bokeem Woodbine, because I haven't gone past that yet. Swear to God.
Irvin Magic Johnson.
Irvin Magic Johnson. I'm about to pull up the goddamn lyrics to the song.
These song names are crazy, by the way. Like,
what I remember back in the day, right? From 42nd Street days and pimps wear suede and loafs. These are the lyrics to the joint. I'm from the jungle. Have you jammed up like what you spread on toast? Man, yo! I'm fucking done, man. That's real lyrics for the song I ain't listening to. Have you jammed up like what we spread on toast? Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm not going to hit you. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
No, man. I can't believe it. I'm just looking through the lyrics for this song.
Hey, you jammed up. Like, would you spread on toast?
What else I say Nas rap about? I've been had ice, right? And I gave out rollies and new ranges to the baddest. I'm not making this up. This is all from that one song. That's all Nas rap about, dog. Rakim, I've been had ice, Project Steps. I remember back in the day, you couldn't survive in the projects, ice cold beer. That's it. Hate this. Oh, God.
God.
That's just hilarious that I'm going through the lyrics and really see that this nigga said that.
Hitting all the bullet points. Oh, God, man.
Jammed up like what you spread on toast. Get Nas the fuck out of here. Have you jammed up like what we spread on toast?
I never went nowhere. Was like, do you have any jam?
You have any jam, please? For my toast. Oh, man.
I might not be listening to this album after all. Oh, my
God, man. Mm-mm-mm.
Damn shame what happened in Nasir.
Yo, it's unbelievable, man. It's really un-fucking-leavable, yo. And then I look at Jay, who just gets on these songs, and he just speaks almost like he talks like, and I'm not trying to disrespect anyone at Christianity, religion, nothing. He talks like God. Like, he talks like the God MC. Yeah. Like, you can tell he takes that shit serious. Like,
jammed up like what you spread on toast.
Yo.
Man. This has been fun. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here.
It's exhausting being a Nas fan at this point. Oh, God. Yo.
We'll revisit this on the big show. I'm gonna come back with my Nas album review on Monday. I'm sure that'll be nice and hilarious for y'all. In the meantime, go to officialtrpe.com, grab y'all tickets. We got the live show tickets is up. We got the live show tickets is up. We got the
what I said. I'm on a whole nother song. what this all really means? Product of the 80s, Prada, Milan, store for the lady, nigga. What, like my DNA in the G'd up ways and they surviving. I showed them my scrotum is golden. Rap game stomach is swollen. I left these bastards on your doorsteps. Please behold them. This is the shit I mean, talking about. Oh, man. Nas low-key Obama-tomically, nigga.
Ain't low. Like, they said I went to hell for snuffing Jesus on his first song. Like, that's some Obama-tomically shit.
Black and Proud shirts, white Jesus pieces on Cuban links. Civil War chick, yo, she black in Egypt with white sheets. Oh my God.
What does that mean? Too many dust blunts, man. Way too many dust blunts, yo.
Oh, man. Yo, at this point, 21 Savage was right. At this point, it's just frustrating, man.
Oh, God.
Like the realization that, like, none of these raps is hot.